Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people navigate change so that they can create the life they want intentionally rather than having life happen to them. So I am super excited to introduce Kathleen Pickrell. Now, Kathleen is the owner of Choose Congruency Coaching Services, where she walks people and groups through the change process, helping them to create the life they want. She has recently narrowed the broad area of change into the niche of working with widows through her Widow Discovery Roadmap Coaching Program. Now, Kathleen became a widow in 2014 and has successfully navigated creating a new happy life and wants other widows to be able to successfully navigate this huge change. Now, Kathleen has a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's degree in social work. As a social worker for 13 years, she worked with cancer patients and their families providing support. She recently left her social work job to work on her coaching business full time. Now, Kathleen is also the author of the book, It Is What It Is. Now What? A guide to get you from where you are to who you want to be. Well, welcome, Kathleen. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Well, thank you, Wendy. It is a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping women navigate the loss of their spouse and really rebuild their lives so that they can regain that happiness. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, thank you. It is a real passion of mine, obviously, for apparent reasons. And I really look at it as a mission to help widows through this journey.
Yeah. And, I'm just curious here, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, really, I've always had in the back of my mind that I would like to work for myself. I worked for all of my working career up until this point in the corporate structure, working in hospitals, and I kind of felt like a cog in the machine. And I really like to be creative. I like to think and grow. And I wanted to create my own vision and try to bring it to life. And I am really passionate about helping people navigate the change. And so that's where the journey started. It's kind of funny. I saw this thing on Facebook that said, "Why don't you come up with your own personal mission statement?" And I realized it came to me immediately that my mission statement for my life is continually learning, continually sharing. And
Nice.
no better way to do that than to do that in my own business. So
Right.
that really is what got me going.
Yeah, it's difficult to live into that in the corporate world where it's, you are a part of a bigger machine and so you have a very specific role that sometimes doesn't feel like that allows for the creativity. So, yeah, I love that. Now, I know that when I introduced you, I referenced that you were 13 years as a social worker as well, but I'm curious, how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
I started Choose Congruency actually about 2 years ago. So I was starting the business while working as the social worker.
Okay.
I went through a year life coaching training program while during that time, and the vision started as working with people who want to make a change in their life. But over time, I really realized that I needed to narrow my niche so that I could get my message out to a specific audience.
Mm-hmm. Right. And life kind of dealt you that deck in terms of dealing with your own loss and transition through being a widow. So I can see where that would bring a lot of clarity about how you can step in with your expertise and really help women in a certain very specific aspect of their lives. So yeah, I love that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Yes. You know, okay. Where do we begin?
Yeah.
I started again 2 years ago. I wrote the book. It just came out a year ago. And I kind of had my vision set on being a public speaker. I was going to go into the public speaking world. I actually got my first paid speaking gig. I gave a talk on the 10th of March of this year.
Nice.
And it was nice. And then COVID hit and everything shut down. So right. I gave my one speech, got paid, and then everything shut down. But I'm kind of glad because it helped me to think, is this really what you want to do? And it caused me to shift my focus into doing a coaching program and a coaching package. Mm-hmm. But you specifically asked about the roadblocks and challenges. And there are so many, and both logistics in learning how to, you know, marketing, no matter what kind of marketing you do, if you've never done it before, there is so much to learn. Mm-hmm. And then also the internal, dealing with self-esteem issues. I've dealt with them my whole life. I keep working, keep overcoming. You know, that imposter syndrome is a big one. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of us have that, no matter how much training, education, how many times we've gotten out there. When we try something new, it kind of hits all over again. And that's kind of what's been true for me with learning this whole marketing technique.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, marketing and sales, those are skill sets that we're really not born with. You know, typically it's something that, it's kind of like riding a bike, right? You just, until you learn why it's can be very difficult. But it's interesting when you speak of the inner work and the self-esteem being a huge factor, when, at least in my experience, when I was working within the corporate structure, I could ride on the coattails of this big corporation and I didn't feel any of those self-esteem or self-doubt come up because here's this big successful corporation that I was a part of. But boy, as soon as you step into business for yourself, then things change, right? So can you share a little bit about what you did to overcome, you know, that self-esteem, the self-doubts, that inner work?
Absolutely. And I've been working on this lifelong and, you know, you're right. When you go into business for yourself, it's all you. And you have to be very vulnerable and willing to go out and make mistakes and learn. And I remember when I finished my book and I was ready to send it out there, that feeling as I sat there before I pushed the send button to submit it.
Right.
And then after I hit the send button, that feeling like, oh my gosh, now it's out there in the world. And now what? It was terrifying. But one of the things that I've learned is that just because you're afraid doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. And so really the things that have helped me all along on this journey is, number one, just being a continual learner. I listen to podcasts, I watch YouTube videos, anything I can that helps me to get more knowledge, more of a skill base so that I feel confident. That's one big thing. Mm-hmm. The other huge thing that I encourage anyone who is traveling this entrepreneurial journey to do is to have coaches and accountability partners. I could not have done this alone, period. I have two coaches right now. I have an accountability group and then a mastermind group that I'm part of. And with all of that, that helps me to stay on track, both with the logistics. I learn a lot of things and also keeps me going emotionally, like the encouragement that I can do this.
Right. Yeah. Those are all very important, because it can seem like, as an entrepreneur, it can seem like being on an island, very isolated. So that's really wise to be plugging into other experts to gain additional skill sets, as well as the accountability to keep that support system around. So that's great. I love that. And, you know, Kathleen, you're obviously an expert at helping women navigate being a widow and, you know, rebuild their lives so that they can regain that happiness. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? This is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Short answer is yes. Okay. Yeah, I think for me, this is the area that I need the most work in, because it is so foreign to what I have done in the past that it doesn't feel natural. And I just recently launched my coaching package, so I'm just now doing this part of the marketing. Mm-hmm. And as I do a little bit more, as like anything else, as I practice, it does get a little easier. But quite frankly, it's all hard. I think the strategy session call is just something that's very challenging to me. And I actually, on one of your other podcasts I heard recently, I learned something that you had mentioned to the person you were interviewing.
Oh, good.
I actually the framing of the conversation that I'm going to have with the prospective client at the beginning, I did have some wording around kind of saying what the session would be like, but I didn't like it and it was clunky. So I actually have copied yours, and it says, we're going to take a look at some of the challenges you're experiencing, what the possibilities are, if those are fixed or solved, and then lay out the game plan for carrying this forward so that it has a huge impact on successfully creating what you want. How does that sound to you? That, when I heard you say that, that felt so good. And so I've started saying that, and it just feels so much more natural that we're just going to have this conversation and see if this is going to help you.
Yeah, great. Well, that's super. I love that, you know, that has helped you feel just more confident and natural in that enrollment conversation, because it really is a matter of coming to a unified vision. Is your vision the same as what I, you know, see for you? And do you want to take action to create that? So,
yeah. And that's such a different skill from the other things. You know, I have a funnel and I've learned so many different programs, and those are all technical things that you can learn. It's one type of skill, but even though I'm a social worker and I work with people and I coach them, it kind of has a different feel when you're quote unquote selling to them. So that was very helpful.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's just a different skill set. So, well, good. Well, I'm glad that previous interview has had a positive impact on your approach to your enrollment conversation. So fantastic. You know, we're obviously still in the middle of this pandemic, and you had mentioned you were just embarking on your public speaking debut, had done, I think you said, one speaking engagement, and then the pandemic hit, which completely has turned things topsy-turvy. And I was hoping we'd be out of the pandemic by now, but at least there is light at the end of the tunnel. But I'm curious, has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do, you know, in terms of helping widows through this transition and regaining their happiness?
It has definitely, in the sense that in addition to my paid work, I am running a grief support group for widows and widowers who have lost their spouse during this COVID year because of the additional difficulties that come around that. So not only have they lost their loved one, they maybe weren't able to be at the hospital to say goodbye. Okay. They maybe didn't have a funeral. There's, you know, the in-person support groups have disappeared. So there's not a lot, and maybe people can't travel to provide support. So there's a lot of need out there. And so I, one of the things that I did as I was starting to create this coaching program and this idea that, yes, I want to work with widows, was this was another way to provide service for free but it also helps to give me a little bit of credibility with my paid clients as well.
I had not really thought about the difficulty in terms of the social distancing for people that were in the hospital or, like you said, memorial services. I hadn't even thought of that. So, oh my gosh.
It's been horrific for many people. I mean, their loved one was whisked away in an ambulance and then they can't go and visit and then they just died there. And so it's awful.
That is awful. Well, Kathleen, how do you work with women who want to finally regain that happiness in their lives and carry their lives forward now as widows? Can you share a little about your philosophy and your approach?
Yes. So I'm excited that now I have this coaching program to offer to women. And it is specifically to women at this point. And it's for those who have lost their spouse or partner. It could be male or female. They're at least a year out, because that first year, you're just kind of getting your bearings and dealing with things. But if you're a year or more out and feeling stuck, like you're uncertain how to move forward, what you want your life to look like now, then I am there to work with you. And what that looks like, it's called the Widow Discovery Roadmap Program, because I use the analogy of a roadmap. So it's a 10-week program with an online component plus a 1-hour coaching session per week with me for those 10 weeks. And we look at it like a roadmap. So if you're looking at a map, the first thing you need to know is your starting point. Because for a widow, your starting point, you probably didn't think about it, holistically, what your life looks like right now in all the different aspects of your life. So you want to know your starting point, be very clear. And then we want to know where you want to go. What is your vision for the future? How do we create that? How do we learn what's important to us now? What are our values now? So where did we start? Where do we want to go? And then, of course, there are those roadblocks that get in the way. A lot of it is around our thinking, our thought patterns, or difficulty in deciding what to do now. So we look at the roadblocks that are in the way. And then we just move through them. We move from our starting point to our vision and come out the other side clear on what you want, what needs to happen, and have started creating that new life that's going to be meaningful and create happiness and joy going forward.
Mm-hmm. I love that systematic approach to really understanding this is where we are and these are the roadblocks standing in the way of getting to where we really want to be, and just helping women identify that it doesn't have to remain that way. There is a plan, there is a way to move past that and rebuild that life. So yeah, it sounds like a really powerful methodology that you've developed. It's based on obviously years of working within a very similar role as a social worker and that type of a situation where you've been that conduit to help people regain their sense of balance. So yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I've had the training and I've worked with people, and then, it's always different when it's you. So when it happened to me, it took me a little while to realize, oh yes, I need to apply these things to myself. And then as I did that, that's kind of, I reverse engineered what I did to get to where I am now, incorporating my training. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I created this program.
Right. Yeah. Walking your talk, as they say. So
yes.
Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
They can reach out to me through my website, which is at choosecongruency.com is the easiest way to find me. I also have a Choose Congruency Facebook page if they would like to look that up as well.
Okay, perfect. So choosecongruency.com. That's great. I love that URL. And you're also on Facebook through that same Choose Congruency. So,
yes.
All right. Fantastic. And now people can request a discovery session with you. Is that your process?
Absolutely. Yes. They can just reach out to me. There's a contact through there and they can just say that they're interested in that.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, Kathleen, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your coaching practice, What's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I have a few things. Number one is, don't let fear be the thing that stops you. Fear in and of itself is not a good reason to stop. And there's a couple of quotes that have been sticking with me recently. And one is, I can't remember who to attribute it to, but it's, courage is fear walking. So if you're afraid, just keep going. And nice. The other one is, Dolly Parton recently did an interview and she was asked what she does when she's afraid. And she says, I just remember that the desire to do it is greater than my fear of it. So don't let the fear get in the way is number one. And then secondly, get the support and training you need, coaching, accountability partners, mentors. You can't do it alone, but you can do it with the support of these other people. The other thing I thought of is, if it's too big, if it seems overwhelming, just break it down into manageable chunks. If you do that, you will get there eventually. It may take longer than you think, but you'll get there. Mm-hmm. And really the last thing is, remember that you're doing this because you have something to offer the world. And it's just figuring out how to let the world know it. And if you don't, just stay stuck inside you.
Yeah, those are all great. I was just jotting those down as you were going through those. Every one of them is so powerful. You know, the whole thing of not buying into fear as the stopping point, as the roadblock. It's just a bridge to walk through or walk over and really step into what I call your zone of genius, honoring that and knowing that that really is a gift to others to share, and that it does make that huge difference. And Dolly Parton, you know, she has the same kind of, you know, desire is needs to be the bigger focus, or the focus on the desire versus the fear. Yeah, those are fantastic. Well, thank you, Kathleen. Thank I appreciate you. You sharing those. Yeah. And, you know, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your work in the corporate world and the corporate structure, where you felt confined and just held back, to now this important work you're doing, helping women rebuild their lives after the loss of their life partners. And, you know, regain that fulfilling and meaningful life that, let's face it, we all deserve. So it's just powerful work. And I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Well, thank you, Wendy. It has been a pleasure. And thank you for all you do to support us and this journey as well.
Yeah, well, it's definitely my pleasure. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Kathleen Prickle through her website. That's choosecongruency.com, or find her on Facebook through the same basic name, Choose Congruency. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. And thank you for tuning into today's episode with Kathleen Prickle. And as always, here's to your success.